Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Raffner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you had a tremendous Monday. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. I hope you enjoyed the first day of spring. And if you didn't, I'm sorry. There's nothing else I can do about any of that but say I'm sorry. I know this much. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is holding it down in New York City. I'm sure you had a full weekend of basketball, okay? We got the Sweet 16. It's finally set for the end of this week. In just a matter of days, we've gone from, well, damn it, in a week, we've gone from 68 teams now down to 16. It's fast as hell, ain't it? We have some players who are thrilled. We have players who are mad. We have angry coaches. We have happy coaches. And then we're going to have a whole mix of it as we kind of march towards the Final Four in April down in Houston, Texas. So you got a few more weeks of miserable players and happy coaches and just a mix of it all. And so we got a busy show here with you or for you over the next 4 hours. We're going to look at some of the games that took place over the weekend. We're going to look ahead, and we will have plenty of time to look ahead the rest of this week. We don't have the matchups starting off for the Sweet 16 until Thursday and Friday. And then we've had plenty of other news, not necessarily directly related to the tournament. Rick Pitino has a new job. To the shock and surprise of absolutely no one, Rick Pitino is going just a little bit further south from New Rochelle. He is going to Queens, New York, where he is the new head coach of St. John's. It was only a few weeks ago that we learned that Patrick Ewing got the boot from Georgetown. And Georgetown already has a new head coach. His name is Ed Cooley, snatching him up from Providence. And speaking of people not being happy, there's a few members of the student body who aren't thrilled that Ed Cooley is moving from one conference team to another one in Washington, D.C. Tom Izzo, is he flying under the radar? I don't think so. I think he's dropped enough tears for everyone to realize that he is still here. Bill Self is done. Speaking of not being done in other sports, Cam Newton actually posted a message a couple of hours ago. He's trying to get back into the NFL. Brandon Cooks has been traded or was traded over the weekend. He's now a Dallas Cowboy. What does this mean for Odell? Lamar Jackson, his name is popping up frequently. I'm sitting here in a studio. Ja Morant is sitting on the bench in Memphis right now as the Mavericks take on the Grizzlies. It's just a busy day with a lot to do and a lot to discuss. If you want to talk to us, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. Shep, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, JR. I know it's spring. The weather doesn't agree. But other than that, I'm doing okay. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, man. Thank you. You know, rain, sleet, What are they, what's the other stupid stuff they say?
The mailman,
what does he do?
Hell is certainly in that conversation. It's just to me, this is mid-February today in New York City. It's 35, 36 degrees.
Well, we're on planet Earth, you know?
Yeah.
You just got to go outside and figure it out.
But you know what? The weather's not quite as cold as Rick Pitino's coaching career.
We ain't talking about Rick Pitino right now, Sean. You're jumping a gun. I ask you how you're doing. You're telling me about Rick Pitino. Not interested.
Got it.
Care about you, Shep, okay?
I appreciate that, JR.
No problem. We don't give a damn about Rick Pitino. Just about how you're doing. But anyway, we're going to get to Rick Pitino later on in the show. But let's just get this out the way. There's a lot of basketball games over the damn weekend. And some better than others. There was so much basketball. I don't remember every single thing that I watched. But there were a few things that stood out to me as we marched towards the Sweet 16. Unfortunately, or fortunately for me, a lot of it has to do with a microphone. A lot of it has to do with the post-game press conferences where you have players saying wild things, where you have coaches upset. We have buzzer beaters. We have some colorful language. We have players who have felt offended. How about this? Yesterday, you might have seen it, Gonzaga, the Zags, they beat TCU. 8 straight Sweet 16 appearances. Mark Few has been lighting it up, and it's pretty easy to do when you have a 50-year-old basketball player like Drew Timmy. He had 28 points. TCU beat Arizona State, and I guess their fans were feeling it a whole hell of a lot. And next up for the Zags is going to be UCLA. But before we got there, and what was a close game, Drew Timmy had some big blocks. He had some big shots. And afterwards, he pretty much said on social media, and I don't know why Drew Timmy is so into social media in the middle of the tournament, but he said he saw a lot of the comments made by TCU fans. He found them to be quite insulting for a university that's supposed to rear highly intelligent individuals. Drew Timmy said as much. He ain't a fan of all the trash talk, and he paid attention to it.
Well, I saw some nice things on the internet before, maybe taking some shots at us, me and our program. So throw lighter fluid in the fire if you wish. I mean, I thought TCU is a highly educated school, and they, didn't sound so smart with their comments pregame. So, you know.
Ouch, okay. And not everybody can be Gonzaga, I guess. Well, I would think that he would, well, if it's going to take social media to motivate you, whatever. Wherever you find a motivation, go ahead and get it. He's not the only one that gave an interesting post-game conversation. There's no John Calipari. He's gone. He's cooked again. Isn't that nice? Kansas State smacked them, got them out of here 75-69 for whatever reason. I don't know if this was a dig, but it was certainly John Calipari could have done better. Deciding to call Marquise Noel, who happens to be 5'8", called him just like a little kid. That little kid lit his ass up, especially at the end of the game, dropping 23 points in the second half. Keontae Johnson of Kansas State having a big game as well. Well, I guess Calipari, he wasn't thrilled with it. Listen to him insult another basketball player.
We did a pretty good job on Johnson, and he makes that three. And the little kid makes the three. How he make a deep three. We miss a couple, and all of a sudden it gets out of hand.
The little kid, is that? I wish the little kid responded. I don't think he'd be out of bounds if he decided to respond. And what if he called him just an old loser that he just eliminated? Well, watch your mouth, John Calipari. You don't got to call
him. The little kid makes it.
That's not nice. The little kid. Anyway, he's going to have a lot of opportunity to watch that little kid, Calipari will, because that little kid is heading out to New York City, Madison Square Garden, where Kansas State is going to take on Michigan State. And we are exposed one more time to Tom Izzo, trying to win his first national championship in about 23 years. He was over the moon. He's always emotional. But we know Michigan State, unfortunately, having to deal with that shooting. This has been even more emotional than usual. Tyson Walker from New York City will be going back home. He got busy. This is going to be the 15th trip to the Sweet 16 under Tom Izzo as Michigan State knocked off Marquette 69-60. And Drew Timmy kind of ticked off after the game. Trash talk. He wasn't happy about it. You just heard from somebody pretty miserable, John Calipari. Got to call people little kids. Sure, not nice. I want you to listen to someone who was actually in a good mood. Coach Tom Izzo, looking forward to heading to New York City with his star, Tyson Walker. Take a listen to this from CBS.
Coach, what's bringing you to tears right now?
Yeah, it's been a long year, but really proud of those guys. They hung in there. Shaka's got a hell of a team. He does a hell of a job. We just finally made some plays. You know, our defense got a little better again. We made some plays. I'm just happy for our guys.
I know you want to watch him celebrate, but I have to ask about Tyson Walker. You go into the transfer portal and get a kid from New York City. How tough was he tonight?
Well, we're going home. And the first, I told him two things. You get me there, I want a cab ride and one of them big slices of pizza. So that's what Tyson owes me. He can pay for it with his NIL money.
You had one day to prepare for the best team in the Big East. What did you know about your group that knew you could get to the Sweet 16?
My assistants did a hell of a job. You know, I think that's what happens, you know. Kids were focused, did a hell of a job. Everybody had some fun doing it. I just can't tell you how excited I am for them. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Coach.
Why the hell does Tom Izzo want a cab ride? Why is this man speaking like he's never been in New York City? Like he's never been in a cab. Has he never been in a cab? Why would he want to get in a cab? There's nothing exciting about getting in a cab in New York City. All of your senses might be, let's just say, poked and prodded for all of the wrong reasons. Maybe a sense of smell. There's nothing exciting about a cab. Sure, Tom Izzo's going to have no reason to get in a cab. And if he wants pizza, he could pay $1.50 for a decent slice. I don't know. I guess Tom Izzo has had to deal with a lot this season. I'll let him go to New York City, Madison Square Garden, and enjoy his cab and his big slice of pizza. He's thrilled. Let's see if he's happy at the end of the week. Michigan State moving on. Going to take on Kansas State. I'm actually going to take Michigan State in that one. And then back to people who are pretty miserable. Florida Atlantic University. They're moving on and they're beating the other Cinderella, Fairleigh Dickinson. He had a little school in New Jersey. They lost 78-70. This game was pretty much over at the end, and we saw probably too much celebrating by Florida Atlantic. We saw maybe too much excitement. We saw dunks and people flying around, and we saw an unnecessary dunk when the game was pretty much done and out of hand. Tobin Anderson, representing Fairleigh Dickinson, spoke to Turner Sports after the game, and he wasn't happy afterwards, especially with all that high-flying.
Martin's going to come in and miss the jam and some boos from the fans. Shouldn't do that. Tobin Anderson's upset. He is upset at midcourt. Wow. Dusty May looks like he's apologizing. He knows that Martin should not have done that.
Yeah, that is not right.
When you don't foul, you're calling it off.
Yeah, the call via Turner Sports. Tobin Anderson ticked off with Dusty May. And Dusty May, after the game, he told everybody. He's like, yeah, I'm sorry my guy got out of hand. And then he's ready to go and take on Tennessee, which he pretty much said is going to be an aggressive style of game, so much so that he probably should study a little bit of rugby. Listen to Dusty May.
We're going to study Australian rugby rules and get ready for the Vols.
Oh, okay. Tennessee head coach Rick Barnes, he kind of gave his own joke, and he's just like, okay, well, sure, I like rugby, so it'll be a physical matchup. Look, I'm here for all the trash talk. I'm here for angry Drew Timmy mad at social media. I'm here for Dusty May, who we spoke to last week. I'm here for Dusty May talking about how physical of a matchup he's going to have against Tennessee. I'm here for just sad, angry John Calipari all the time. And I'm here for over-emotional, with good reason, Tom Izzo. March Madness is here. I told you, we went from 64 games and have already, or 64 teams, 68 teams, and have already narrowed it down to 16. We even got a Princeton squad in the Sweet 16. Princeton. Shouldn't they be studying books? Shouldn't they be writing a gigantic thesis right now? They're out here playing basketball. I'm ready for the basketball to get back going on Thursday, Friday. Michigan State and Kansas, Arkansas at UConn, Florida Atlantic in Tennessee, Gonzaga, UCLA. You move on to Friday, Alabama and San Diego State. We got Houston. Sasser came back with no problem. He said, I felt a twinge in my groin. He kept on playing. They're going to take on Miami. Princeton going to try to stay alive and go to the Elite Eight against Creighton. We got Texas and Xavier. Next thing you know, we're going to blink. We're going to be down to 8 teams. I know the weather outside sucks, probably depending on where you live. I know it's the first day of spring, and the madness is upon us. I hope you enjoyed all the basketball. A vast majority of the games are done, but now we're getting to the best of the best. And we got a whole lot to discuss here over the next several days. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, how about this? This man got eliminated, but he already found a new home. Can't really be too much of a shock. His name is Rick Pitino. You want to holler at us? It's simple. 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk some more college hoops. We're going to talk about Ja Morant. We'll get into Cam Newton, Pitino, Ed Cooley, Final Four, more Kansas, Bill Self. We got it all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 68 teams. We started off with 68 teams in the NCAA tournament last Tuesday. We now got a Sweet 16. After this past weekend slate of games, we got 16 teams. Some of the larger ones, they're not here anymore. They're done. They're cooked. Maybe we didn't even see them in the tournament at all. Kentucky is gone. John Calipari is just crying. He's calling people small and little kids. Getting beat by 5'8" little kids. Whoa, just be respectful out there. There's no Duke. Duke lost to Tennessee on Saturday. There's no Duke. North Carolina didn't even make it in. Man, we got Princeton here. We got Florida Atlantic. Good luck finding them on a map. Can you find them without Google? Probably not. In a few seconds, I'm going to tell you about somebody else who got the boot, but he already found a new job. His name is Rick Pitino. We'll get to him momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Charlotte and talk to Timmy. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Timmy?
JR, love your show. Thanks for everything, man.
Certainly.
Yeah,
what's up?
I'm a little heartbroken because, you know, they talk about the Blue Bloods not being in it. I got a daughter that's actually going to go out to Kansas next year, and they got knocked off. Purdue gets knocked off. But I think for the non-diehard basketball fan, I think it's great for the sport to see all these different teams coming out of nowhere. The Fairleigh Dickinsons, the FAUs, the Princetons, teams that are getting knocked off that you didn't even really know about, making a present. I just think there's a lot of electricity. I think maybe possibly we're going to see someone that's not a one or a two in their region end up going to the Final Four and making the finals, maybe winning it. And I just think it's really, really good for the sport.
I agree with you. It's nice to spread the wealth, per se. And thank you, Timmy, for calling from Charlotte. You said your daughter is going to Kansas?
She is. She's a senior. She's going to be going out to Kansas, yeah.
Beautiful. Congratulations to her and you as well, Timmy.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. Thank you for calling from Charlotte. Now, it's nice to see the wealth get spread out. I don't care, you know, what level of sport or what sport it is. It's always nice to see another team get a chance. And for the smaller schools, this is a boon for them. You think about a team, Florida Atlantic. Ain't nobody knew who the hell they were last week. The enrollment is probably going to go up. They're going to get some more money off of this. It's good for everybody. Let me tell you something. Duke ain't hurting. North Carolina ain't hurting. None of these gigantic schools are hurting. And so for another squad or a team to end up with, I don't know, a couple of $100 extra, sometimes that's more than their whole budget for the entire season. And so when we have Florida Atlantic versus Tennessee, yeah, people are going to expect Tennessee to wipe the floor with them. But let's see what Florida Atlantic can do. We want to see how far some of these smaller schools can hang in there. Good luck to Florida Atlantic. Good luck to Coach May. Let's see what they can do. 855-212-4CBS. Alex, he's here from Tuscaloosa. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Alex?
Hey, yeah. I just kind of want to talk about, like, I know y'all are just talking about smaller schools, but obviously Tuscaloosa, big Alabama guy. Like, these guys were picked preseason to finish fifth in the SEC, and now they're sitting over here, number one overall seed with quite possibly the easiest route to the Final Four.
Yeah, correct. They take it on San Diego State. So maybe everybody who called me from last week about San Diego State can relax. It's not a matter of us talking about the smaller schools. It's an appreciation that the wealth is being spread out. And there's no doubt that Alabama stands a chance to win the championship. And there's going to be a lot of people who expect for them to shut San Diego State up. I say enjoy the ride.
Oh, yeah, no. As an Alabama fan, I'm terrified of San Diego State.
Well, why? Because that's the toughest team that y'all have seen up until now?
That defense is stifling. And all we need is a bad three night, and all of a sudden we're sitting back in Tuscaloosa watching the Elite Eight from the Cal.
So on Friday night, you're going to be sweating bullets?
100%.
Okay, call me after the game, win or lose. Are you going to be drinking? Are you a student?
I'm a student.
Okay, yeah, don't drink. If you're old enough still, don't drink, okay? Alex, enjoy the game.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, Alex, for calling from Tuscaloosa. Man, I wouldn't be sweating no damn bullets. You got an NBA prospect out there, the one that runs around with Mr. Armed Security. Don't worry about him. Anyway. We spoke to Dusty. Hey, Shep, when did we talk to Dusty May? On Friday night?
We did, sir, yes.
We spoke to him. I was going to – see, I don't want to follow in the footsteps of John Calipari. I was going to call him the little school man, but that would be not nice. Florida Atlantic is going to take on Tennessee. I just told you Tennessee is predicted to wipe the floor with Florida Atlantic. I also just told you that Florida Atlantic, FAU, they just beat Fairleigh Dickinson. But before they did that, we got to go back to, as Shep said, this past Friday. They started off here. They wasted no time with even getting the Tigers out the way. Memphis. Penny Hardaway wasn't a happy individual, and we spoke to head coach Dusty May, and I said, man, why the hell y'all got so much confidence? This is what Dusty May told us. Listen.
The unique thing about this team is when we do anything related to the game, whether it's film, weights, practice, walkthroughs, they have great focus and attention to detail. They really value the details of the game because it helps them win. And, you know, outside of practice, sometimes, you know, as an older adult and a coach, you may be worried they're on social media too much or they're doing this too much or whatever the case.
Yeah, social media, he needs to talk. They have nothing to do with him. He needs to tell Drew Timmy to stay off of social media. But whatever's going to motivate you and, I guess, keep you pushing. Congratulations to Florida Atlantic. Let's see if they can keep the magic on going throughout the course of the tournament, knocking off the Tigers, knocking off Fairleigh Dickinson, but now having a much bigger challenge in taking on Tennessee. Good luck. I say good luck to the Owls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. Dusty May and the Owls in Tennessee, they aren't the only individuals or teams heading out to New York City. Rick Pitino is leaving Westchester County. He is leaving New Rochelle and the Iona Gaels to Queens, New York City. He's going to coach St. John's. And then Ed Cooley from Providence, he has a new job as well. We're going to talk about it. Pitino, Cooley, we'll get to them on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, every time I get into an Uber, I always turn the Uber drivers onto your show. We talk about sports. Tell them how awesome you are.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Shout outs to all the Uber drivers out there, the Lyft drivers, food delivery people, DoorDash, Amazon. I know Amazon will drop some stuff off to your house as well. Shout outs to everybody out there making that money. Just trying to make ends meet. I appreciate you. Speaking of making ends meet, I don't think the next two gentlemen that we're going to discuss will necessarily have that problem. And I can't wait to, even at the top of the hour, you know, get more in depth to some of the things going on near and around our nation's capital as the Washington Commanders looks like they're getting closer to having a new owner, not named Daniel Snyder. There's a new head coach for Georgetown basketball in D.C. But I told you before the break that Rick Pitino is going to be moving on. Rick Pitino decided to say a no thank you to the Iona Gaels, and now Rick Pitino will be coaching St. John's University. This is tough to even think about, knowing that Rick Pitino's status years ago was at somewhere like Louisville. And I don't want to say he's had to take a step back, but he has. Going out to Europe and coaching Greece and coming back to New Rochelle, New York, and coaching Iona. And now he's going to be moving on to St. John's. Last week, Iona, they lost to UConn. They got smacked. They were able to hang in there. Pretty close throughout the first half of the game and going through halftime. And then UConn ran away with things, beating them by more than 20 here. And after that particular game, Rick Pitino spoke to the media and he was asked, hey, was this your last game coaching Iona. What's going on? This was Rick Pitino's answer.
I know this is a delicate question after the game, but is this your last game coaching at Iona?
I really don't have an answer to it, and to be honest with you, I have no idea if it is or isn't, because I've focused everything on this game, trying to develop a plan to beat Connecticut, and they just physically dominated us on the glass and in the low post. And it really taught me a lesson of what you need to compete at this level. And we didn't have the front court that can compete at this level. So it taught me a lot of what Iona needs in the future.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. So that was on Friday. On Saturday, there were already reports that Rick Pitino was speaking to the folks at St. John's. Like, what, he just automatically changed his mind, like, in a 24-hour span? Are we led to believe that he woke up and had an epiphany that things were going to be better at St. John's? Come on now. Rick Pitino is following the money. And we don't know the financial structure, but you can bet your ass that Rick Pitino is making major bank at St. John's University, much more money than he made at Iona. This is the first step. And if Rick Pitino was to have any type of success here at St. John's University, of which it's been reported he has a six-year deal, you can bet your ass that Rick Pitino will be out the door at the first chance or opportunity. Is it going to take a few years for, you know, Rick Pitino to find success at St. John's? It may take 2 years, maybe three, and then he's going to be gone. This is the same Rick Pitino that said, yeah, I want to coach until I'm 80. I might not get the chance, but I want to coach until I'm 80. Rick Pitino is a basketball lifer. In a lot of cases, Rick Pitino has also been out for himself. It doesn't matter where he's bounced around at. It could have been on the Knicks bench, and it could have been at Kentucky. It could have been with the Celtics. And speaking of Providence, we'll talk about Providence and Ed Cooley shortly. Or even Louisville, Panathinaikos, the Greek national team. Rick Pitino has coaching skills and will travel. And the last time we saw him coach at a major is with Louisville. And we know what happened there. And if you don't remember, just a little bit of a sex scandal. Just his subordinates, you know, maybe trying to woo potential players and talents and recruits with, you know, sexual favors at via brothels and all types of other ridiculousness. And his victories and his wins, his title from 2013, they've been vacated. And Rick Pitino got the boot. And so St. John's, this is good for them. They're going to be relevant in basketball in New York City again. No one has talked about St. John's in years. They brought in Chris Mullin. Nobody cared. St. John's hasn't been worth a damn since, I don't even know if Ron Artest would be appropriate. We can go back to Mark Jackson. We could throw Mullin back in there. Rick Pitino he's going to make noise. Just because he's around and just because he's in town. And for a guy from New York City who had to go coach in Westchester County right up the road, he's going to be back. Congratulations to Rick Pitino. I hope that his students and his staff in New York City, I certainly hope that they find no trouble. There's a lot of it in New York City to find. And Rick Pitino, hopefully he can keep his nose clean, or at least, I should say, just maintain his staff. Make sure that they don't get in trouble. And this is also terrible news, depending on who you ask. Mike Anderson, the man that Rick Pitino will be replacing, he started the job in 2019. St. John's has had a winning record. They have not found the ultimate success here. And so in order to bring Pitino in, Mike Anderson had to get the boot. They had to fire him. And they said that they have fired him with cause. He's saying, y'all fired me on some nonsense. You owe me my $11 million. St. John's University telling Mike Anderson, this is why we fired you. You failed to create and support an environment that strongly encourages student athletes to meet all university academic requirements. It also went on to say, he failed to do his duties in a manner that reflected positively on St. John's University and that he brought serious discredit to the school. Mike Anderson says that's a lie. I don't agree with that. He said they fired me without merit. He will be aggressively defending his contractual right through an arbitration process. Okay. Hey, Shep, you think you're going to get some of that money?
He better, JR. I mean, listen, you said it yourself. I understand he didn't lead him to the promised land, but he's the last coach in like 50 years at St. John's to actually have four winning seasons in a row.
Lou Carnesecca, you got to go back that far, don't
you? Yeah. I mean, yeah. Mike Jarvis, he had a decent run. Even he didn't do that. His wins were vacated, for God's sake. So they owe him better than that, JR. 100% agree with you on that.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting 11. You see, this is the dirty part about all of this.
It's terrible.
Well, it's that everybody wants to keep their nose above water. It's like one dirty thing begets the next. So Rick Pitino, we knew from day one, going back to Iona, he was not trying to, end his career as a coach in Iona. It was a stepping stone. He has now stepped over from Iona to St. John's. And the minute that St. John's can go ahead and hire Rick Pitino, they boot their current coach, Mike Anderson, who wasn't doing a crap job. Did he have the success that they wanted? Hell no, but he had winning seasons. It's not like this guy was out there being Patrick Ewing. Sorry, Patrick Ewing. And so Mike Anderson gets fired. St. John's University doesn't want to pay him the money, and so they say that the student-athletes sucked with the books, and so he gets fired. Pitino comes in. Pitino will probably have some type of success over the next few years. Pitino will leave St. John's high and dry, and Rick Pitino will go back to the Midwest or something like that to make money, and St. John's will be in the same position. I think I summarized that. I don't know how many years it's going to take for us to get there, but I mean, damn. And by the way, these are the same coaches who swear up and down every year at every chance and every opportunity that they do this for the students, right? Hell no, they do this for themselves first. Rick Pitino actually went on social media. Yeah, Rick Pitino can use a computer, or at least somebody did it for him. He says, I'm not sad it ended at Iona. I'm so grateful it happened. To my players, the last 3 years, all I can say is, you know how much I love you. Do these damn players love Rick Pitino? Maybe they do. Maybe they appreciate him. Do they love him? Does he love them? It's all a business. I get that. We got Tom Izzo talking about, oh, yeah, well, when we get to New York City, I want to get in a cab and I want to have pizza. And Tyson Walker can pay for it with his NIL money. Oh, well, I know it's a little bit of a joke, but Tom Izzo been caking and making money now for the better part of 20, 25 years. He could pay for it.
$6 million a year. Excuse me.
But he can buy all the pizza in the world.
Yes.
You've got to dip into Tyson Walker's paycheck. This is the funny business. It's a hard knock life out here. It doesn't matter who you are or who you coach or where you're at. It's tough. Another coach who ended up moving today or officially moved is Ed Cooley. This man goes from Providence, where he's coached for about more than a decade now, 12 years, he's been running the Friars. Ironically, I just saw Chris Dunn on the television here in the studio. And Ed Cooley's had success. 7 NCAA tournaments over the last 9 years. All 12 years, he's from Providence. And now he's going to the enemy. Ed Cooley is going to replace Patrick Ewing at Georgetown. It's going to be the first dude that has had nothing to do with John Thompson to lead this team since John Thompson took over in a damn, oh, Shep, what is it? Got to be the 70s?
1972, I believe, yep.
Oh, my God. And now you're bringing in Ed Cooley from a conference rival, and even the fans up there, even the fans in Providence, there was a television station that interviewed student-athletes, who I'm pretty sure can't remember what took place yesterday, let alone when Ed Cooley took over 12 years ago. And they asked, ABC6 in Providence spoke to students. Some were happy, some were sad that Ed Cooley was moving on. Take a listen to this.
All I can remember is Coach Cooley. Like, Coach Cooley is the face of Providence College, the face of Providence Friars. Even beyond basketball, like, he's in all our ads, all our commercials.
I'm a Cooley guy through and through, but if he leaves here, it's a wound that's tough to heal. What happened to us? We together, family Friars.
Hey, right?
Benedict Arnold, yeah.
Oh, my God. And they're joking. I get it. I understand. He's moving from Providence, and he's going to now lead Georgetown. It's not like he decided to move cross-country. He's still going to be coaching in the Big East. He's going to be on the opposite bench now. And I can't imagine that any of the fans, when he goes back to Providence, they're not going to chant Benedict Arnold at him. They're going to cheer this man. They're going to give him a round of applause. They're going to give him a big thank you for the success that he's had there over the past several years. I mean, damn it, last year Providence was in the Sweet 16. Okay, I know they lost to Kentucky this year. At least Kentucky lost in return. But Ed Cooley, he did a solid job for them over the past 12 years, and he will be readily embraced at Georgetown, where Patrick Ewing couldn't win a game to save his life. Where Patrick Ewing almost lost 30 consecutive games against opponents in the Big East. Where Patrick Ewing over the last 2 years had a record of 13-50. I'm sorry, Patrick Ewing. You might be one of the greatest basketball players ever in college. You might be one of the best basketball players the NBA has ever seen, at least from a center position, big man. But when it came down to coaching, sorry, Patrick, you got a raw deal. Maybe Ed Cooley can have more success down in Washington, D.C. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We got so much more to do. Speaking of D.C., the Commanders, hopefully they're finally sold. We'll talk about it here on CBS Sports Radio.
Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness. Because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at Goalie.com today.